Sagad Alos Paradala Mishnah Bay Tevas Amigdo. A cabinet with a drawer in it. Yeshba Poisea Tefa. Vain beats Yasa Poisea Tefa. The interior of the drawer is a Tefa square. But the opening that opens from the drawer into the house is less than a Poisea Tefa. Is less than a Tefa. And the cabinet is inside a house. Tuma Bitoicha Habayit Tami. If there's a Tuma, for example, Kadayas Min Amates, inside the drawer of the cabinet, the entire body becomes Tameh. All the contents of the house become Tameh from that Tumah, which is inside the cabinet. As the Tumah escapes from the drawer into the house and is Metameh the entire house. Tumah b'bayis, Masha b'toicha tar. But if there's a Tumah inside the house, the contents of the drawer inside that cabinet would remain tar. Shederach ha-Tumah latzeis, vein darkly kanis. The Mishnah explains the reason. As it's the derech of the Tumah to be taken out and not to be brought in. In other words, a tumah that's inside a cabinet will eventually be taken out into the house. So therefore, the tumah escapes from the drawer of the cabinet into the house and is metame the entire house, since eventually anyway, the tumah will be taken into the house. But a tumah is not normally brought into a cabinet, so therefore, a tumah that's inside a house will not be metame the contents of the drawer inside the cabinet, since the tumah inside the house will not be brought in a normal case into the cabinet. Rabbi Yossi Nitar, Rabbi Yossi says that in such a case, that there's a tumah inside the drawer of the cabinet, the contents of the house would remain tar. Mipnei shehu yachol lo hitziya lechatzoim o lesorfa bimkon. The reason for Rabbi Yossi is because even though it's true that normally the tumah that is found inside the drawer of the cabinet will eventually be taken into the house, but it's not inevitable, as it's possible that the tumah will be taken out in halves out of the drawer. Meaning to say, in such a case that there's a kezayis min hameis inside the drawer, and it's cut in half, and half a kezayis at a time is taken out of the drawer, half a kezayis is not metami. In such a case, it would not be metami the house, since it's taken out half a kezayis at a time from the drawer into the house. Or possibly, you won't take the tumah out of the drawer at all. You'll burn it right where it is, inside the drawer of the cabinet. So therefore, since it's not inevitable that the tumah will be taken out of the drawer in a way that will be metame the house, calls to mind that the tumah is inside the drawer, it will not be metame the contents of the house. And since the opening from the drawer into the house is less than a poseach tefach, it's less than a tefach, so the tumah cannot escape, according to Rabbi Yossi, from the drawer into the house. And even though Tana Kama says that it is metami the house, even though the opening is less than a tefa, because it eventually will be taken from the drawer into the house, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that logic, as he says it's not inevitable that it will be taken from the drawer into the house, so therefore the house remains tar. If there was a cabinet right by the entrance of the house, and the opening to the cabinet was to the outside of the house, the door to the cabinet would be open from the outside, not from the inside. So the only way to get into this cabinet is from outside the house. Tumah b'toichai habayis tar. In such a case, if there was a tumah inside the migdal, such as a kezayis ben ames, the house and the contents of the house would remain tar, would not become tumah from the kezayis ben ames that's inside the migdal. The reason being is that we're talking about a migdal that's quite large, that holds 40 sa or more. In such a case, the migdal is considered an oil b'fnei atmo, a separate oil from the house. So therefore, a tumah inside the migdal would not be metame the contents of the house. Now, even though we've had previously that if the migdal was right inside the house, and there's a tumah inside the migdal, that tumah would be metame the contents of the house. That's talking about where the migdal is not by the entrance, it's inside the house, and since the tumah will eventually be brought out of the migdal into the house, it's metame the contents of the house. But in this case, the migdal is by the entrance of the house, and the tumah will not be brought from the migdal into the house. Instead, when we open up the migdal, we'll take the tumah right out of the house without the tumah entering the house, so therefore, the tumah would not be metame the contents of the house. Tumah b'bayis. Masha b'tocho tami. Shudach ha-tumah latzeis vein darka lihi kanis. If there's a tumah such as the kedayis ben ames inside the house, the contents of the migdal would become tami from the tumah inside the house, even though the migdal is considered a separate oil than the house. And the Mishnah explains the reason because normally a tumor is taken out of the house, not brought into the house. So therefore, in this case, since the tumor will eventually be taken out of the house through the entrance, and the amygdala is standing in the entrance, and this is the only entrance to the house, so the tumor will be taken right where the amygdala is, so therefore, the contents of the amygdala become tummy from the tumor in the house. But it's not normal for a tumor to be brought into the house, so therefore, a tumor that is found inside the amygdala, and the amygdala is by the entrance of the house, and the opening to the amygdala is outside the house, in such a case, the tumor would not be metameted the contents of the house, since the tumor will be taken out of the amygdala right outside the house, will never be brought inside the house. So therefore, in the first case that we had here, the tumor inside the amygdala would not be metameted the contents of the house. If this amygdala that's standing by the entrance of the house is standing on wheels to push it from place to place, and one of the back wheels protrudes out from the back of the amygdala towards the inside of the house, three exposed, three finger width, or less. Tumor sham keneged akeroyes habayis tor. If there's a tumor inside the wheel of the cavity, and there's a tumor inside the wheel, and it's underneath the roof of the house, and since the mukhni extends out from the amygdala, so the tumor inside the mukhni is underneath the roof of the house and the contents of the house would remain tar. The tumor inside the mukhni would not be metameh the contents of the house. And just like a tumor that is found in the amygdala itself is not metameh the contents of the house, so too, a tumor that is found in the mukhni is not metameh the contents of the house. And since the mukhni does not protrude out more than three exposed from the amygdala, is considered part of the amygdala, and therefore, a tumor inside the wheel is only metameh what's inside the amygdala, not what's inside the house. Amezvar mamurim bizman sheyesham peseh tefach ve'ena yoytza. V'amygdala bevamida. When do we say that a tumor that is found in the wheel is not metameh the contents of the house? That's only if the cavity inside the wheel is the area of a tefach square. In such a case, it's chotek b'fnei ha'tumah, it protects the house from becoming tumah, since it has an interior of a tefach square. But if the interior is less than a tefach square, it's not chotek b'fnei ha'tumah, and the tumah would escape from the wheel into the house. And so too we're talking about where the wheel is not detached from the amygdala, so therefore it's still considered part of the amygdala, since it's not detached from the amygdala. But if the wheel is detached from the amygdala, in such a case it's not considered part of the amygdala, and the tumor inside the mukhni is the same as any tumor found inside the house, and would be metameh the contents of the house. And we're also talking about in such a case that the amygdala is bav amida, meaning that the amygdala is very large. As we stated previously, that we're talking about amygdala that holds 40 saw or more. So the amygdala is considered an oihal b'fnei atzmo, it's a separate oil. So therefore, a tumor inside the amygdala, even though the amygdala is inside the house, would not be metameh the contents of the house, as the contents of the house are in a different oil than the amygdala. But in the case where the amygdala is not above the meter, it's not very large, so the amygdala is not considered a separate oil. So any tumor found either in the amygdala or in the mukhni in such a case would be metameh the contents of the house.